Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, America. Good evening. Yes, indeed. We're doing it again, rolling it to you. Having a good time at that. We're going to celebrate the Oman tonight. We're going to do that from knucklehead, bareback, forehead, bar, and grill. Right off of Foster. All right, dig it.
There is freedom. It is unfair. When you fall from your horse, it'll become a beggar. Where's the prophet? Speaking is clear. I'm your teacher.
Yes, indeed. Good evening. Good evening. Well, we thought we would switch it up a little bit this evening, folks. You know, it is Monday out there for the majority. This is Bud Strider on the line. always just in time. We had to switch this up and do it a little bit different because the Sensible campaign has begun, and the volunteers are busy at it, making contact. And, you know, we do so in the most professional light, and so that gives us license to enjoy ourselves after the fact. And we've got our Moon Day Night Football on the wire and Lively House here right off of Powell and 62nd at Knuckleheads in all places, because it's a blue-collared movement from the grassroots up, shoots and branches, flowering the awareness, and rolling to you the progressive, political, empowered view tonight. And we've got, we've always got a show, and we've got a show and tell. And we got to do that because, you know, everybody wants to know about the new deal, the new garden culture deal, the real deal. And, of course, that's measure 74, which is the door. We're going to throw in a twist tonight with a celebratory type of angle and give you something a little bit out of the ordinary, because we've been kind of, I should say, sharp and heavy in regards to the details. And in the last segment, we were basically reviewing your voters' pamphlets and taking a good look at those arguments in favor for the measure. And we want to welcome all those folks who are waking up to the new paradigm, whether you be a politician or a poetician or a legal lawyer, maybe a legal eagle in the new association among sovereigns who are claiming, reclaiming, maintaining, proclaiming their rights under this once great nation. And the Constitution and Bill of Rights is as alive today as it will be tomorrow. And that's what this movement is all about. It's about making a choice, and the citizens of Oregon have done just that. In 1998, they passed the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act. We call it the Miracle Medical Mojo Marijuana Act for a good reason, because now it's rolling into its 13th year. And in 13 years, we've learned how to do things, and we've learned how not to do things. And now we're going to move forward with a sense of humor and some joy in the air, because we have to. Otherwise, Bud Strider gets heavy quick with the details, and we won't have that tonight. It's Monday night, America, Monday night football, and we're going to lively up the work week with Common Sensey. We've got some music on the line, you know, the scratch track pleaser teaser opening that you heard is that of the Whispering Tongues, and the Whispering Tongues are busy at it in the woodshop, producing some new muse and some new music for you, and it should be a best of, and I call it the Gold Rush release album, because quite frankly, everybody and their mother is interested in how to grow their own and how to do it from home. And we want to give you some good ideas as to how to do that without selling out or selling shy. Time is not money. It's not funny. And when it comes to the privilege that Omaha has granted under the auspice of great visionaries and heads who know, you know, we want you to know better. And so all of our numbers are harmonic. They are regulated by the synchronic order, which is natural law, the law of time. You can find out more about that at splashwebs.org. That's splashwebs, plural, as in wet planet. What planet? You know it. You named it. You called it. Okay, so yeah, it's a real joy to be finishing up a productive day. Bud Strider actually made some money today. Finally, it's coming around for this volunteer pro activist, and you know, it's high time, because living on a shoestring budget is no fun, and you find other ways to keep yourself uplifted and enlightened. I guarantee you that the personal practices of the early 2000, 2001 early decade, those early decade 21st century years are carrying me, and I very much look forward to the winter's worth in purifying my blood and my organs and flushing the liver and the whole nine yards. But we've been working our asses off out here. It's been a real good time. The reason for this night's for this evening's show is I was reminded tonight of how much fun it's been in working with the voter empowered crew. And I had always avoided politics, or so I thought. I always had an opinion, but in looking at my options this year and what was happening with the big picture, I came kicking and screaming into a poetical perspective, and feel that a lot's opened me up to different forms of being, or different thought patterns, different ways of seeing. It's taught me how to think in different ways, and you know, if you're holding on to a personal view in politics, then you're going to lose your head easy, and so you've got to die easy. You've got to die easy, and you've got to grow a new head. It takes a head to grow a head. And so, with that in mind, in this movement of things, you know, whether it be you know, the environment or the green movement or the sustainability movement or the medical marijuana movement or the Planet Art Network movement, the Calendar Change Peace movement, the Metatron movement, you know, there's so many movements within the measure that if you can't endorse a new perspective or embrace new information, then you find yourself easily shipwrecked. And so I was really giving thanks again tonight, working in the bullpen, contacting registered voters, contacting volunteers, refining my rap, becoming more astute with the angles. And I was just reminded of how much fun it's been working on this campaign, and what a relief to be working with real people, and what a relief to be paid well and be respected, and in a way that's uplifting as opposed to that of an employee. You know, there seems to be within this particular social fabric a self-regulating type of ethic. And what appeals to me is how sensible and how accountable people can be, and at the same time how much fun they can be, and how off-centered allowed to be on occasion. And the point being is that there's a genuine fellowship with this crew. I call it the Voter Empowered Crew, and I want to thank you all for paying us well, for showing up, for going the distance, for providing us utility, providing quality materials to forward to the general public, for giving us ways and means of networking and connecting with our friends, our family, the general populace, for helping us to understand the process that goes into formulating a view or a vision that until today, until the season, you know, I really didn't know or appreciate the nuts and bolts or the mechanics behind good campaign work or a good politicking or petition work. And, you know, I know that my mentors, they run it down from Jack Harrar and Dennis Perrone and some of these other heads that have modeled the way for us. And there are many others in relationship to these cats, but to be involved in that and to come into it and be paid well is really a relief compared to the way that we're subject to making our money today. So I want to thank you all. Thank you, people. I want to thank the Voter Empowered. I want to thank you know, those green-free view towards towards sensible people doing sensible works. And so, without spiraling out too far in my gratitude and my G-Force, let's give you a little bit more music and allow Bud Strider to catch his wind. He's getting excited here. And again, we are live on the wire down at the the Boar's Back. They call Knucklehead's Bar. And Knucklehead's Bar is a blue-collared scene. It is a grassroots movement. It's okay. It's Monday, so we're breaking out of that cycle and that spell. And I just want to welcome people to Knuckleheads on Occasion. They've got a very, shall we say, biker-friendly type of atmosphere. Music's on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. They have a jam session on Sunday. That begins at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock rock. And you'll have the opportunity to meet Franco and Jen. They're a young couple here, and they're holding space with their friends. And very lively and witty, and they love to embrace the salt of the earth. And that's what they've done for me. So, yeah, needless to say, we'll get back to some of their specials and the things that they do well. And, you know, we had to make a concession here for this night's broadcast radio broadcast. Yours truly have been us the wee hours this morning and been feet in the streets and on the phone and working the net in so many ways, and we did the volunteer petition to encourage people to read their pamphlets this evening. So it's Miller time. It's Miller time, and it's time for a little more music here. Now I just uploaded a track called Satellite. And I'm waiting for that to refresh itself. And there it is. Again, back to the Whispering Tongues. This was produced back in 95-96. Yeah. Shine, you crazy diamonds. That's the Whispering Tongues, produced back in 95-96, self-produced from a studio that we had rented at 420 Southwest Washington, and we happened to be neighbor at the time to a young man who is now playing big bass for March 4th, here we are today, and trying to release a best of compilation. We've picked up a new percussionist and a cornerstone at that. We call him Juan Carlos. He's on all the new material, playing drums, and Bud Strider, Jason Gibson, is playing the percussion and orchestrating the gong show and weaving the weird, while Raymond Martin bends that incredible strat of his in so many ways. Thank you, Raymond. He's over in France with his lovely wife, Mary, sending you guys some respect and warm fuzzy. And the material is written and arranged by James Schroeder. And Jordan Rizab on the bass. Little Satellite. We wrote, I'd like to dedicate that one to my son Joshua, and I know that he's listening on occasion, and that song is for you, Josh. So here we are on a moon day night downtown Southeast Powell and 67th. Measure 67 is going into its 13th year, and we're working it in so many ways. And this is the celebration episode. So I just want to put it out there that this year's big celebration peaked out at the Governor's Hotel with the National Normal Convention, Normal being the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws. And that was a real good time. It was a real good time with a number of passionate peoples. In addition to the normal conference was the Portland Hemp Stomp, produced by GHCF and Friends, Paul and Teresa Stanford, and many heads that have committed to a yearly Portland Hemp Stomp, and that was held at Kelly Point Park. And I can honestly say that that was a family time affair of healing for many of us who are involved in this year's politics. And in addition to that, we had the Time-Based Art Festival, which was a spinoff of the Planet Art Network Gallery, the Urban Art Education Gallery, where we were privileged to work with the likes of Dr. Jose Arguelles and Boydine Arguelles. And, you know, we had the watermark that Time Was Art, and had produced that Pioneer Square gathering, Day Out of Time, for I think it was 5 years. And I think we peaked that out in 99 with the chief of police and the mayor at the time, and offering them the Banner of Peace and the Counterchange Peace program, which comes in a very simple, elegant 13-moon calendar. And I remember distinctively the music in the square that day, Minaj and Friends. Well, so just reflecting back on the celebration this year, at the Time-Based Art Festival, a 10-day run being produced right across the street from my rooftop, my favorite rooftop off of 12th and Morrison. And that was a visual sensorium of highly creative artists, which made a clear distinction between now-based performances and experiences and art and inclusive unified field theories and entertainment. And so now I'm clear about the two, and we're moving into the one big enchilada, yada yada. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So reflected back on the summer, it's been a very busy summer. It's been a real joy being in town. It's been a joy bridging the worlds and participating in so many genres, and at the same time having a petition, having a vision and a voice, and having materials to relate to people in a profound manner. And in so doing, we've generated a kinship network, and now we have this year's big vote on the wire. So don't forget to vote. Don't forget to know your voters' pamphlet. And I know there's a lot to it. If you'd like to volunteer, or if you'd like to be involved in any facet of garden culture, you know how you can reach us with the Kinship Compassion Center at 503-505-6952. And you should do so as soon as possible, because what's rolling down the street right now is a megalithic monster on tracks. And this is like the biggest machine I think I've seen in quite some time. And whatever the hell it's doing, it's taking its sweet time getting on down the road, and there's a whole line of traffic behind it. Amazingly enough, this country is bankrupt and without the ways and means to feed itself, but we've got road repair and all sorts of concrete being laid, and you know, there's always a new intersection going in, or a new lamppost, or what have you. This thing is really quite unreal, and you can hear it coming down the road. It looks like some kind of dinosaur tank of a monster. And I'm going to have to get back inside, because it's not taking over my broadcast. This is outrageous. Well, it's either the machine and time is money, folks, or grow your own from home. What will it be? Well, we got 90 seconds to seal up this show. I want to thank Franco and Gene and the locals here at Knuckleheads Bar Back Bar and Grill. I want to thank all you ball players out there for tuning in to the Moon Day Night special. Again, this is Bud Strider celebrating OMA, maturing the flower power into its 13th year. Appreciate those contributions and donations. You can find us at laborlocals.upcsites.org. GorgeWellness.org, or just do a search for Yours Truly on the line, just in time.